is the Jerry DePoto Show, presented by GEICO, every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and Moore.
Looking forward to it every week.
The latest transactions, the breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves, the reason behind the decisions that shape the organization.
I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable.
Now, here's Danny, Dave, and Moore.
And we are joined by Jerry DePoto on the Zeke's Pizza Hotline. And Jerry, it's historic. Historic seems like it might be overstating things, but not really. Your team's 13-2, and man, that was a fun series to watch in Kansas City.
Oh, it was a blast. And while we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, describing the last 15 games as historic is absolutely accurate.
Yeah, going in, it is just the ninth team in 50 years to start 13-2. I'm curious about the approach that we've seen by some of the hitters at the plate, and whether there has been an actual change from your perspective. Are guys approaching their at bats differently this year?
There's no question they are, and I think it can, it goes back to really last off season when we started this roster redo, and we identified players who fit what we were about, what we wanted to do as a team, and we were able to construct a lineup that maybe better exemplifies what we as an organization believe in, which is, driving the pitch count, grinding at bats. And, we talk about controlling the strike zone, and we have since the day we arrived in Seattle. And this is the best 15 games that we have been able to put together as a group. And that's a tribute to Scott, to our coaches, to our advanced scouts, to our hitting program, and what we're doing, throughout the system. But most especially, it's a tribute to the players who are doing it, because they're out there every night taking a philosophy and making it work.
Yeah, and you mentioned the players, Jerry. We just talked to D. Gordon, and we're going to play it later on today. But, man, he is just systematically the best teammate. I told him afterwards, man, I wish I had been teammates with you. He deflects everything to the team. And, as much credit as we tried to give him, it just seems like, and I brought up how after he hit that historic home run, Mal Smith gets a triple, and he's yelling at him and celebrating with him and everything. It's just, that guy is incredible. How much does he mean to your club?
A ton. And we saw it last year during the portion of the year where we were going so good. It was so much of it was being driven by the emotion of the team. And we have no one on this club that's any more of an emotional driver than D. He's an emotional player. He's very upbeat. He's very energetic. And he keeps guys at the top of their game. And I agree with you. Just a terrific teammate. But as much as I can say that about the energy that D brings, I could probably identify, multiple traits with other guys around that clubhouse. And that's what makes this team so unique, is that it doesn't revolve around one player. It is truly a group effort. And they're doing it every day, and they're feeding off one another. And I feel like every day we get a little bit tighter in our bond, and they believe in what we're doing as a team, as an organization. And eventually, we won't win 13 out of every 15 games, but right now we're riding this crest, and hopefully it's setting something up for us in terms of our program that is sustainable.
Jerry, when you talk about the togetherness on this team and the bond that you're forming, can you explain to me exactly what Kaizen is, or Kaizen? It sounds like a Japanese business concept that Scott Service is using with good impact on your team.
Yes, and it became our motto or our byline for the year. I think that's one of the developments in baseball over the last, five, six seasons especially, is that everybody's got their tag, and that's ours this year, is Kaizen. And it's I believe the appropriate definition. It is a Japanese reference, and something that Scott pulled out of a Japanese business leadership book, and it references continued improvement, effectively focusing on a process that will lead to a strong outcome and working hard to improve that process every day. And that's our byline this year. We've got t-shirts, we've got logos and around the clubhouse, and I think after the arrival of Yusei Kikuchi, and once we understood that we were headed to Tokyo to open the season, this is something that Scott dug into, and you know, he came away with this term, thought it was great, and you know, he brought it to Ichiro and to Yusei, and they identified that he was using the term appropriately, and right now it's kind of a motto for our team, and especially for our staff and our front office, something we really believe in.
We're talking to Jerry Dipoto here, and Jerry, you mentioned Yusei Kikuchi. It's been fun to watch him. We didn't really know what to expect, not having seen him pitch in America before. What have you thought of how he started his career here?
You know, I feel bad that we haven't been able to get him a win yet. I think he's left all of his starts with a lead, and we've not been able to get there. But we've seen one pattern that has developed with Yusei is I think in each of his four starts, his physical stuff has improved inning over inning. And you could often argue that the best stuff he's throwing is in the final inning or two that he's pitching, and his velocity ramps up, and it's a unique thing. And we, you know, we're looking at it trying to figure out, you know, possibly how to get there a little bit sooner. he's letting it hang out those last couple innings. And my guess is that he's a little reserved at the outset. And, you know, he's learning as he goes. We've seen days where he has an exceptional curveball. We've had seen days where he's had an exceptional slider. And, you know, we still haven't seen the day where he's been able to put both of those together. And his fastball velocity has been low to mid-90s, and it has a nice ride above the zone. He has been, I think, exceptional in his strike-throwing ability. And once we get him to the point where the feel of that ball in his hand is second nature to him, I think we're really going to see him take off in his ability to get to that best stuff a little quicker in his outings. And he is going to be an impact pitcher for us, and I feel like he's just showing us now how good he can be.
Hey, Jerry, I'm curious what happens to the baseball that set the record. Were you guys able to get that? Do you know anything about that?
You know, I don't know that we got it. You know, hopefully it didn't go the same route that Rowanis Elias' first save went when Malik Smith threw it up in the stands. But I did save my ticket that got me into the ballpark yesterday because I thought it was pretty cool in that moment. And I think it's might make it even a little cooler is the fact that Dee Gordon hit the homer, who is not naturally a home run hitter. But that gave all of our regulars, I think everybody on our roster, with the exception of Tom Murphy, has already contributed a home run, and it's only April 12th. So pretty awesome moment. I didn't check to see if we'd gotten the ball, and frankly, our team is riding such a high crest, I'm not even sure they noticed.
Jerry, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. Watching Mariner baseball for 40 years and seeing what's going on right now with you guys being 13-2 and so unexpected. And now everybody's thinking, well, gee, I wonder, can the Mariners keep this up? And to you, the general manager, I sit there sometimes, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, because, I mean, you talked about it being a step-back season and focusing on 2020 and 2021. It's almost like it's Dipoto out there on the basketball floor, and you're shooting a three, and you're trying to swish it, but you banked it in, and it went in, and here we are in 2019. With all this success, and what's been the two questions? And sorry for getting so excited there, but what's been the most exciting thing about this team to you so far? And how sustainable is it, knowing that 13-2 isn't sustainable, but being a good team?
Well, you know, to answer the first, sometimes, you know, as the old adage goes, it's a little bit better to be lucky than good. And I think I'll take all the luck we can get. As this team goes, the thing that excites me most is how the group plays together. And if we can continue this mentality, you know, that kind of 9-versus-1 mentality when we're running through our offense, if we can continue to see some of these young relievers, guys like Brandon Brennan and Connor Sadzik, and hopefully now with the additions of Sean Armstrong and RJ Alanese, to go along with the performance that we've already seen from a guy like Anthony Swarzak, so that's the area of the team we need to see develop. But it's the unity on this team. It's the togetherness. It's the way they fight together, and especially the way they grind through our lineup. That's what has a chance to make us sustainably good. Whether that results in multiple, you know, 15-game stretches like I've just seen, that's hard to predict. But no one could have predicted this one. And, you know, hopefully we just keep on hitting bombs every day and rolling with it. But the fun that they're having just doing what they're doing and the way they play together has been the highlight of this 2-week, 3-week stretch for me, no question.
Jerry, two things. First of all, Jim just said that you banked in a three-pointer. So that's.
I think Jerry called it, though. He
called
bank.
You called bank. Okay. Well, here's the other thing, Jerry. Did you need a ticket to get into the game? You said you saved your ticket.
Yeah, but actually, in Kansas City, I have my parents and siblings live in Kansas City. So while we were there visiting, we had a box. So we sat upstairs in a suite, and I just happened to have an envelope full of tickets that the Royals had given me for my family's access, and I saved one of them, which is, I think of how many times during the course of a season I actually have a physical ticket to a game, which is maybe two or three times, and it happened to be one of the more unique events that we've played over the recent years.
Jerry, I was fascinated by that answer you gave talking about kind of guys coming together and the chemistry and the energy, because I feel like increasingly over the past 20 years when we've talked about baseball teams, we've talked about that in very much that it's a formulaic, this is what this player can be expected to produce, and it's a collection of individuals, and as much stats analysis as we have now, some of that idea of chemistry has been taken out of the idea of putting together a team. And it sounds like that you would think that chemistry is a huge part of what goes into putting together a successful team.
There's no question it is. And I think it's the biggest part of building a team. And as I said to one of our players getting off the flight last night when we returned to Seattle, I can't profess to being a scientist. I'm only an amateur cook trying to figure out how the soup tastes a little bit better. But the one thing I know is when it starts to taste good, keep eating it. And when it starts to get a little bit of a foul flavor, add a new spice. And, you know, right now this group is really they're bonding, they're gelling, they've got a good mojo in what they're doing. And the wisest thing we can do is just get out of their way and let them play.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing him play tonight. And, Jerry, we're really grateful for you spending the time with us this afternoon. It's a great day here at the ballpark. The Astros are in town. And thanks so much, man. This has been so fun to watch, and we appreciate your insights on this start.
You got it, guys.